Hey there. Welcome to the feminine side of things. So, as we're appreciating as a man or a woman, we need to have these masculine and feminine aspects of ourselves functioning optimally. And masculine dynamic facets of us is very much about action, love in action, to be precise. And so the masculine side of the package is really super focused on dissolving everything that is preventing that love from flowing through us. And the Sun Pop program allows us to focus that into action through clearly visualized projections using our imagination. So, love in action is the keynote for the masculine. The keynote for the feminine is tender receptivity. Femininity in a man or a woman, when we're moving into that divine feminine expression, it's about receptivity and tenderness. During the inner journeying through deep relaxation, through the breathing, through the forgiveness protocols, the tapping and what have you, we're able to uncover a sensitivity within us, a tenderness that we need in order to be authentic, genuine, real beings of love. There's nothing more sensitive than a soul. Consciousness is exquisitely sensitive. And so, coming from a tender place within ourselves is part of the feminine approach to life. There are many allegories and references in scripture, in the Bible, in all kinds of poetry and beautiful writings about the love that is shared and enjoyed between the lover and the beloved. And this is entirely accurate when we're talking about a relationship with our spiritual parent, with the essence of life, with the spirit of life, or with another being. And it's all about the love. And in order to experience the love and to know the love, we need to be able to feel the love. So we're coming back to tenderness, to receptivity. So I just want to give you a little meditation here, and of course, Angel Qigong, which is part of the package and the foundation spiritual practice, supercharges all this and brings it all together in a dynamic, full body way. It's very much about being that holy grail, allowing yourself to receive in tender receptivity. So I just want to guide you through a little mini meditation here, just so we get in the right state of being. Just bring your hands together in front of your heart. Take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths. Just bow your head to your heart. Say, I love you. Thank you for loving me over and over and over, silently inside yourself. Talk to your heart. I love you. Thank you for loving me. And talk to your breath, the spirit of life within your breath. and just get into that love and gratitude. Who do you love? What do you love? What are you grateful for? Where are the blessings in your life? Where's the sweetness? Just feel those feelings. You can often follow the currents of your wound. We all have wounds. The woman is deeply wounded. All the abuse and disrespect over the centuries. There's a deep wound in the feminine soul. So we can follow the currents of our wound, of our bleeding heart into our soul. And that's the fast track to your power place. And of course, we talked in the video about the various strategies we can use to assist ourselves with moving into this deeper realms of authenticity within us, loving ourselves, loving God, loving others, connecting the circuit. So femininity, the divine feminine, the empowered feminine, really essentially boils down to stillness. Humility, this reverence, respect, humility, love and gratitude equation. As we sit in stillness or stand in stillness, walk in stillness, and receptive tenderness, tender receptivity, allowing the beauty of that tenderness to connect, to shimmer with the ocean of life. You see, the soul is like a little island. The island, the land of I. That island surrounded by the ocean of life. And the ocean of life is shimmering against the shores of the soul, lapping gently against the shores of the soul. The ocean of energy. And in order for us to navigate this ocean masterfully, we need to become sensitive to its presence. And we can experience that through our tenderness, the beauty of tenderness. The reverence comes from a sense of relativity. Who I am and what the ocean is. How small I am, how great the ocean is. How limited I am, how unlimited the ocean is. The reverence comes from the sensing of the power and the majesty of the presence of life. And this is a very feminine approach to connecting with life. Tender receptivity, silence, stillness, humility, reverence, respect. Reaching from our heart of hearts through our feeling body with a sense of reverence, respect, humility, love and gratitude. It's an alchemy, that feeling equation. And the ultimate expression of femininity is stillness and receptivity. It's a passive, non-doing state. Masculinity is action, and that's why a woman can be express herself in a masculine way and a man can express himself in a feminine way. We both have qualities of the feminine and masculine within us, and it's up to us to have the balance of the way we express them. Masculinity is all about action, solutions, getting things done, and it needs to be love in action. This love is a divine love that we access from within ourselves by dissolving aspects of ourselves that we identify with that are not who we are. That includes our physical body, the belief systems, the ego structures, the values, the patterns, the archetypal patterns to which we as consciousness adhere.